To the United States now, and President Donald Trump's plans for the US economy suffered a blow this weekend after the United States Appeals Court ruled that most of his tariffs were illegal. The matter is expected to be referred to the United States Supreme Court, but in the meantime, the tariffs will stand. Since returning to the White House, President Trump introduced a raft of tariffs under the International Emergency Powers Act. He's also cited emergencies to justify harsh measures against immigrants and to take control of policing on the streets of the capital and other US cities. I've been speaking with Jim Acosta, the broadcaster and former CNN correspondent who made an address to the Kennedy Summer School in Wexford this weekend. He's been giving me his assessment of the direction Donald Trump has taken America in since he came to power 7 months ago.
Well, Justin, I think it's pretty clear that Trump this time around is taking the US, where he's trying to take the U.S. in a much more radical direction than his first time in office. And that's saying a lot because he was, you know, very conservative, very extreme during his first term. And I think he's trying to just go for it the second time around. You just look at a whole host of issues, whether it be the tariff policy, whether it be his immigration policy, the way he's approached the media, universities, law firms. I mean, one of the hallmarks, I think, of this second administration for Donald Trump is he is trying to see whether it's domestically back in the U.S. or internationally on the world stage, who is willing to bend the knee. And one of the things that I was trying to talk about at the Kennedy Summer School in New Ross is that, you know, it seems to me that back home in the U.S., major institutions and also major allies around the world, and forgive me for saying this, it's easier said than done. I understand that. But to me, this is a time to sort of stand up to the bully, stand firm, don't bend the knee, and see if perhaps, you know, some of these aggressive postures that he's taking can be curbed somewhat.
And one of the pillars that you would normally expect to stand up to power is the media. And you experienced Donald Trump's attitude towards the media firsthand yourself while you were at CNN. In recent times, we have seen restrictions being placed on respected organizations like the Associated Press, on Politico, the million-dollar lawsuits against CBS and ABC. And we've seen more right-wing media outlets being given prominence in the White House. So has Donald Trump beaten the traditional media back to a place now where they are forced to bend the knee and where he can control them?
Well, I do think there is some of that going on. As I've been saying to my audience or on my podcast, he has cracked the code in how to harm the media in the United States. Whether it be these multi-million dollar lawsuit settlements that he's been able to extract from places like CBS and ABC, whether it's banning the Associated Press, massive international news organization from the Oval Office and Air Force One, to, you know, rattling the cages of people like Stephen Colbert and so on, he has figured out a way to get a lot of these major media organizations to kowtow to him. And my strong belief is that this only encourages the bad behavior. And until some of these major news organizations stand up to him, he's going to continue all of this. And so my attitude is to just keep asking the hard questions and try to hold his feet to the fire. Not everybody feels that way. There are some folks who feel like, well, maybe it's better to go along to get along and take our foot off the gas pedal a little bit. But I just don't think you can do that right now when you take a look at what's been taking place back in the U.S., sending the National Guard into the nation's capital. My goodness, just the other day, there were images of the National Guard picking up the trash outside the White House. That's a total abuse of our men and women in uniform. These ICE raids where they're just racially profiling and picking up Latino-looking people off of the street, masked officers without identification as to which law enforcement agency they're from, and so on. And so, this all warrants very critical coverage. We can't let the United States slide into a situation where it's becoming sort of a Putin curious or authoritarian curious. But that's the way it's starting to feel like back in the U.S. And it's one of the reasons why I try to deliver a strong message over here that this is no time to bend the knee.
And are you seeing any signs of Donald Trump's own supporters becoming concerned about his actions? I mean, we have seen, for example, some disquiet in the MAGA movement, the movement he created in relation to the Epstein files. We've seen some prominent Republicans also raise concerns about the starvation in Gaza and America's enabling Israel's actions in relation to that. I mean, do you see any indication that the movement that Donald Trump created might be the one that calls him out?
Well, it's certainly strange times indeed when Marjorie Taylor Greene is the voice of reason in at least one category, and that is what the suffering that is going on in Gaza. And I do think that there is a rising chorus on both the Democratic and the Republican side of the aisle as to what's happening there. I do think you hit the nail right on the head when it comes to the Epstein files. I have never personally witnessed Donald Trump, and I've covered him for about 10 or so years now, never witnessed him being in the kind of jam that he is right now with the Epstein files. Keep in mind, back in May, the Justice Department quietly told him that he appears numerous times in the Epstein files. And then in July, a couple of months later, they tried to put out a memo saying nothing to see here. We're going to try to sweep this thing under the rug. And now there are members of his own party who are saying that, listen, you know, we're going to start getting into these files and see what's going on in there. The question becomes, how far are Republicans and people in the MAGA base willing to push this? Because, as you mentioned, Trump is the source of power in the MAGA movement. He's basically the creator of the MAGA movement. So they're handling some pretty radioactive material right now. But, you know, Donald Trump just the other day was talking about how, you know, people in America wouldn't mind having a dictator if it meant lowering crime and so on. Well, if he wants to be a dictator, one thing that he could do right away is dictate to the Justice Department to release the Epstein files. And he's not willing to do it. And it just shows you the fix that he's in right now. And so I would tell folks over here, stay tuned, because I have not seen the kind of political drama swirling around Donald Trump as we're seeing right now with those Epstein files. That is one to watch.
We're only 7 months into Donald Trump's second term in the presidency. There's a long ways to go. Where do you see him taking the presidency next?
Well, I certainly think what we're going to see is Trump trying to pull the United States in a more authoritarian direction. He is panic-stricken over what's going to happen next year in the midterm elections. That's why you're seeing him call on Republicans. I think Missouri is just the latest state to announce that they're going to try to redraw their congressional maps. You know, after the 2020 election, when he lost that first time, he tried to overturn the election results after the votes came in. This time, he's trying to almost overturn the election results before they come in. He wants the redrawing of congressional maps to favor him because he knows full well that because of his record so far, the Democrats are poised to take back the House of Representatives, which means hearings, which means possible impeachment proceedings, and so on. And so he's trying to stop that in advance.
And do you think then that he will try to change the rules to retain power as he approaches the end of his term?
I think that is certainly possible. I was speaking about this with the Kennedy Summer School and New Ross just this weekend that, you know, he has been emboldened when the Supreme Court in the U.S. handed down its immunity decision and said that the president of the United States is immune from prosecution when it comes to breaking laws while in office. I think that handed Donald Trump a blank check. It handed him carte blanche to keep pushing things in an authoritarian direction and not worry about what the law says, what the Constitution says. And so I certainly think as we're getting close to those primaries in 2027 and 2028, I think he's going to be tempted to say, well, maybe I'll just stay in power and see what they do. I'll start running in these primaries and caucuses and see if somebody can stop me. I used to say during the first Trump administration that he was sort of running the catch me if you can presidency. And now I think he feels like nobody can catch him anymore. And he's just going to keep pushing things in this direction. But don't count out the American people just yet. I do believe that as we move forward here, people are going to start to, you know, get out of this phase of being sort of down in the dumps about the 2024 election results and stiffen their spines and say, hey, wait a minute. No, we're not going to become that kind of a country. We're America. We still care about democracy.
And that was the journalist Jim Acosta, who addressed the Kennedy Summer School in Wexford this weekend, speaking to me earlier. That's it from us from today. That's thanks to our team. On sound was Ruth Kennington. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. The editor of This Week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. And Ireland are through to the quarterfinals of the Women's Rugby World Cup after beating Spain. So more on that coming up on Sunday Sport. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.